Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned. Well, let's catch up before we get into anything. So you're back in the US of A.
Thank you, Lord. Like, honestly, Europe is great. Like, I love it for like the first 3, maybe at most 4 days. And then I just need to come home. I literally say, I mean, I would love to pretend that I'm just like this world traveling. I think I just belong more to Panga Canyon.
God.
I mean, I'm just such a simple girl. And I just like don't do well outside of my comfort zone. I've just realized this.
Okay, but that's because you don't force yourself out of your comfort zone very often. The more you force yourself out of your comfort zone, the more comfortable you are outside of said comfort zone.
Yeah, because here's the thing, like honestly, well, the first 3 or 4 days that we were in Rome, we talked about already, and we were in Ponza and Ischia, and like staying busy and doing things like that, like love the boat. You know what it is I love, like the only thing I really love to do on a vacation is be on a boat in the water.
That's because you're a bougie girly.
Or like I can even deal with just having a place by the water, but like I'm not a big sightseer. I just love to like go.
But you thought you were.
I know.
You thought you wanted to like walk around cute little towns and like see the things. I don't think you do.
You know what? I do love seeing new things, but honestly, it's just hard. And this is another reason, you know, I'm going to bring Dom up. We are just so similar in that way. And I think this is a whole discussion that we need to talk about relationships. Uh-huh. Because I just don't like, your dad and I just really, the only thing we had in common maybe was music. And like, we didn't like to do a lot of the same things because really the only thing he did was music and that's fine.
Well, but he loved the outdoors.
Yes.
And you don't.
He loved the outdoors in the woods. I love the outdoors by the ocean.
That's different.
It's completely different. And so I think like I never really knew, like they always say opposites attract and all this stuff. But honestly, Dom and I have so much in common. Like we kind of eat the same. We both love being at home. Our favorite place is by the ocean. Like there's so many things we have in common. And now I would say like, I do think that's really important.
I think it's more important.
I kind of do too, is like, you know.
Not to say that I think people should spend every waking moment together because no. I don't. But I do think it's kind of more important to find somebody you're really like just best friends with than anything else. Because all the other stuff, like the chemistry and the physical attractiveness, like all that kind of not that it goes away necessarily, but like it loses its effect, right? Like in the beginning, everyone's so hot for each other and whatever. But like once that wears off, like the honeymoon phase, then what are you left with? Like, so if you're not friends and don't like the same things, like what do you got?
It's so true. And I think that's especially true, like now that, you know, Dom and I both have adult kids. And so I think in a lot of marriages, like you're so busy with kids and, you know, just doing life. But then when your kids leave, you are left with, well, crap, you know, besides our children, like, what do we have in common? And I think so that's another like thing for me is like, you know, that was just also such a wake up call. But I just got very lucky because I'm kind of like, I'm such a homebody. And I just, in LA, everybody loves to go out and to dinner and be bougie and all the things. And it's just not what I do. And there's nothing Dom hates more. So like, I just do think now like compatibility in a way of being best friends and loving to do the same things is such a huge part of a relationship.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's my 2 cents.
Well, I'm so glad you've come to this revelation.
I really have.
Uh-huh.
I really, really have. And Dom says, if you've seen one castle, you've seen them all. So I don't need to travel.
I disagree with that. But I think that's lovely for you guys. You guys can just sit at Ledge and live happily ever after.
I know. It sounds so great.
Literally sounds like my worst nightmare.
On the occasion that we do want to venture out, we've decided it's Australia and Hawaii.
Okay.
So two great places. So
yeah, great.
Yeah. So anyway, what you been up to?
Well, I've had a few more days than you to get back into my routine. So I've been hanging. I tried to have a pool party yesterday and the biggest storm of all freaking time rolled through like right when everybody showed up. It was insane. Like the sky turned to jet black. And I actually saw a video of a rooftop pool in downtown Nashville. And the wind was so bad. Like all the patio chairs, like all the pool furniture was like blowing all over the place. Windows were shattering.
Oh my God.
Like there wasn't a tornado, but the storm was just really bad yesterday. So it kind of ruined my pool day, but that's all right. It's fine.
Oh, I thought this was on the 4th.
No, my pool day was yesterday because the 4th is on a Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. Got it. So what'd you all end up doing?
You know, we actually had a lovely time. We turned on the hot tub because it cooled down quite a bit. And we just sat around and drank spritzes made by Dee Marshy and like reminisced and caught up and hung out. And it was just great.
That is fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sounds fun. I had a little get together myself.
Oh, you did?
I did. It was just spam.
But your own house, which you love.
Yes, at my own house. And we're doing it again tonight. So
I'm so excited. Social butterfly.
Yes. My baby Dom gets home and like, I forget how many hours, but like soon. And so,
yeah, not many.
No, I know. I'm so excited.
Not many.
Not many at all. But so we're having a little get together tonight. Cute. It's the twins' birthday on the 7th. And then his niece is staying here and she's also having birthday. So we're going to do a little combo birthday for them tonight.
Everyone's freaking birthdays. I know.
So fun.
Well, cute. I love that for you.
Me too.
Well, do you want to talk high design? I know you were pumped about it when we first started.
Yes. I actually, you know what? So I feel like paint colors are so hard. You just talking this one, who knows why? I don't know why it's turning this color, but it is called Blue Note. And it's what my kitchen cabinets are in, the bottom part of them. And I have like my outside window trim at my house. Like my house is like a white, like a stucco, like a brandy, like a Spanish modern. And so the window trims are done in a Blue Note as well. And
those look bluer than that.
I think because they're in the sun.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So it looks a little more blue. And then I guess in darker areas, it does go pretty dark, but it is just the most beautiful blue if you all are looking for a really good blue color. And I feel like they're so good in the kitchen and on an exterior, like we painted Molly's front door of her house in Blue Note, and it just changed everything. So it's such an amazing color. And my favorite combo with that is called, it's by Farrow and Ball, but you can take it.
I love their colors.
It is called Card Room Green.
And I like that one.
It's so pretty. I did it in my gym and it's just so gorgeous. And if you can see the outside, like that green is just like, so beautiful. If you have a window that you also see, it just feels like indoor, outdoor, and it's so incredible.
Cute.
Oh, I might as well give him my favorite white. That would be...
Let's hear it.
Sherwin-Williams Snowbound.
I use that in my house, actually.
It is always just the perfect white. It is white, but like it actually, if you put it by some more like pure whites, it's not as white, but it is like it's a pretty much like a pure white, but just a little more muted. And it is absolutely gorgeous. Well, so I've actually been on my high design kick.
That's good. Cause I feel like we've been sleeping on it a little bit.
I'm just so right now into taking things away and like just everything, not where it's not warm, where you take everything out, but just like, it's just not as much stuff. And I think that was because you all were telling me that I was getting a little too many little things. Mm-hmm. And so I just went in every room and just took things away and simplified. And it just feels so clean and so fresh. And so that's kind of what I've been doing.
Okay. Cute.
Yeah.
I love paint. Like I love paint colors, but I hate painting. Like, it is awful. It's so hard.
It hurts my neck.
It takes forever. And, like, I am just not careful enough for it to be neat and right. And, like, I just can't do it.
No, it's the worst.
It's not for me. I'm not a painter.
And when somebody comes and paints, I'm like, okay, it looks so easy. Why is it so?
I know, but it's not.
At all. That is one thing. Like, I'm never... I told you I painted the whole damn house in 1992. I'm never doing that again.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah.
So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like, I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus, they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com.
All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal, yes, which is. Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too. I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like, it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like, I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush it out.
Well, this is amazing. So tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com promo code STONED.
Well, we have some DRMTs. Actually, we have quite a few, I think.
What?
I know. The stoners are really coming through for us.
Yes, stoners. I'm excited.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. This is Marlianne calling back from Canada. I love your podcast. I've been a longtime listener of YFT and Sorry We're Stoned. I just had some questions or wanted to get some advice. I am just starting a new scrunchie company where I use a thicker elastic that keeps hair up without causing damage and keeps hair in place. I grew up playing sports and always needed a hair elastic. It didn't cause damage when I pulled it out like regular hair elastic, but still looked good. I know, MT, you are the queen of business and management, and I just wanted some advice on how to start a new business. I'm currently working a full-time job, and I can't quit it just yet just because I still need the full-time income to kind of pay the bills. But my dream is just to be like an old lady sewing all day. So I was hoping to get some advice on my new company that I'm starting. And also, if you guys wanted some scrunchies, I'd love to send you guys some. Thanks so much. Love you guys. Bye.
Cute.
I love her.
I love an entrepreneur.
And me too, because it really, I mean, it takes a lot of courage to do that. Now, what I love that she said was, is that, and I also work a full-time job. Mm-hmm. You know, I think so many people like try to depend on that in the beginning. That is just impossible. It takes a while to build a business.
Yeah.
I mean, I think one thing that, you know, I have a really good friend. She sells a product called Rodan and Fields. And when she very first started, I remembered something that she told me that just, it literally has stuck with me ever since she said it, is she was like, you know, it's so hard to find time, you know, with other things and with the kids and all this stuff. She goes, but I always found time to every single night watch like 2 hours of TV. Mm-hmm. And she goes, so I just literally told myself for 1 year, I'm going to not watch those TV shows. And for those 2 hours, every single night, I'm going to put that time into my business. And most of all, into promoting my business on social media. And in 1 year after that, she was killing it. And she is now the highest earner, I think, in the entire Rodan and Fields company. So I think for me, I'm not good at time management at all. It's like probably my like weakest link. And so when she told me that, it just stuck with me because I was like, for 1 year, she made that commitment and kept it. And the reward and the payoff was just massive.
Yeah, I think about that a lot when I there's different things for me in the day that I always wish I had time for, I say.
Yeah.
But I'm like, instead of watching TV at night, I should go and like stretch for 30 minutes. That's what I wish I had time for.
So I was
like
stretching. Doing that, saying that to myself last night.
Yeah, I know. I need to be better about that too. But it is true. It really is about like priorities in a sense. And I hear this phrase a lot, especially when like women talk about men and then relationships. It's like, everyone's busy. Nobody has time until you make time. Like, you know, we're all busy, but it's like, if you want to put effort into something, you will.
1 million.
And you'll find time for it, right? It's like the things that are really important to me, I somehow find time to do, even though I feel like I have no time. So yeah, I think like you sound super passionate about the business. So I agree. I think like if there's any time in your day, you know, where you, like you're watching TV or doing something that's not like a necessity that you could put towards the business, I feel like that would be a lot of help. And then obviously social media is sort of so big.
Huge.
When it comes to building a brand. And I just totally missed the mark on TikTok. I was just too late to the game. I'm not very good at it, but I feel like if you can tap into that like TikTok marketplace situation, it's just like
1 million
gold. Like I'm such a sucker. I've bought so many things I saw on TikTok. It's literally crazy.
Me too.
So yeah, I think like get smart with your TikTok strategy. And if you can get some traction on there, that's a great way to build a business.
Absolutely.
I would love a scrunchie.
Me too.
I love scrunchies. Yeah, Tish really loves. You wear them a lot.
I wear scrunchies. I have a new scrunchie right now. So
yeah, because you wear your hair up a lot.
I do.
But yeah, scrunchies are great. So I love that for you. Good luck. Yes. And I think you're going to kill it.
Me too.
Hey, Tizzle and Brandi. It's Michelle. I called like 2 years ago. I was just listening to the podcast and I heard my voice and I was like, oh. But then it reminded me that you guys want to take calls. So I just wanted to tell you guys your advice really helped me. I was asking how you got over the loss of a pet. And I took all of your advice and I did everything and I'm still sad about it. It's been 2 years, but it is definitely easier. So I want to thank you guys for your advice. Let's see. I did have a question. I'm a little stoned. So I'm trying to remember. Oh, right. It was for Tish. Oh my God, did I just forget the question? I gotta hang up.
So tell okay. her.
Anyways, thank you. No, I remember the question. Tish, how many times a week do you work out and do you get stoned before you work out? That was my question. Thanks, bye.
Oh my God, she is so Tizzle. I cannot.
That is exactly me at all times.
Very you at all times.
Okay, so I work out. See, I already
see?
My gosh. Okay, so I work out 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, yep. Friday. And my goal is, and it's probably never happening, but I really would love to be like on the days I'm not working out to at least walk. Everybody does the 10,000 miles. I think that's ridiculous. That
10,000 steps.
I mean, 10,000 steps.
10,000 miles.
I 5,000 steps is plenty. I mean, that's like 2.5 freaking miles. So if I literally would work out Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then on like at least Tuesdays and Thursdays do a really long, long walk, I would feel even better about myself. And I wouldn't eat better. Number two is I do not get stoned before I work out because weirdly, sometimes I feel like if I smoke and I get really hot, that I feel like it makes me super dizzy. And I've read that it's because that weed can lower your blood pressure. So for me, even when I've gotten really stoned and then went for like a walk where I'm like really like walking for workout, it's made me feel very lightheaded. So for me, that just does not work. But I know that a lot of people, an absolute ton of athletes, that get stoned before they work out.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I wish, but no.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Next. Hi, Tish and Brandi. My name is Katira, and I have a show recommendation for you guys. Ooh. The show is called From, and it's on Amazon Prime, but you also have to have an MGM Plus subscription. It's a really good show. It's about people who end up in this small town, and there's no way out. Pretty creepy show, but it's really good. I love the podcast. Good. I listen every day, well, every Thursday morning while getting ready for work. So thank you guys for the podcast, and I'm excited. Thanks. Bye.
I love her.
I've never even heard of MGM Plus. What is that?
I haven't heard of that either.
Weird.
But I do know that what do they have? I have a friend that used to have a production deal over there.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so that's the only reason I knew about it. Mm. But that show sounds amazing.
It does sound good. I'm going to tap into that.
I'm tapping into that immediately.
Because I just finished my show Silo. It's over for the season. How are you doing on that?
I haven't started it back yet.
I figured. And it was like I don't want to ruin the ending for anybody, but it was one of those endings where like I thought I was going to get some answers and I actually had more questions than answers, which I kind of love because that's going to set up season two so great. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I do feel like because that show is such a big production, it's probably going to be a while before we get a season two.
Yeah.
So I need some new stuff to watch. So
Is that Amazon Prime?
It's Apple Plus.
Apple.
Yeah. So I need some more.
Did you ever get into Severance?
No.
Okay, Molly keeps begging me to watch Severance.
Everyone raves about it. I mean, I love the concept of it. The first two episodes were really slow when I tried to get in on it. So it's definitely like a show I think I need to try to watch when I'm not sleepy.
Yeah.
And when I'm not like doing something else. Cause a lot of times I'll sit in bed and like answer emails and do stuff while I'm watching TV.
Yeah.
But I think that's one that I've got to pay attention to and not be tired for.
You know, the one I tried to watch again and I'm honestly just disappointed is Cruel Summer.
It was losing me this past couple episode or two.
It's nothing. The first season was just so good.
I agree.
Yeah. And I do love one of the actresses in it. She plays the girl that comes to live with the family and she lives in the RV. I loved her because do you remember her from Little Fires Everywhere?
Oh, that's the same girl.
Yes.
I didn't even recognize her.
I think she played Kerry Washington's daughter in that show.
Oh, wow.
And I loved her in it too, but she's just grown up so much and I really do like her in this, but I don't know. It's just, I do not love it at all.
I know. I'm sticking with it, hoping that it like redeems itself, but yeah. It definitely has been a little slow lately.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Bummer.
All right, Stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the Stoners about Mood.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens.
They are really
good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com code SWS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Cute.
Hi, Trish and Brandy. This is Rachel from Kentucky. Woo woo. I just had a quick question on how do you guys stay productive when you're stumped? I would really like to know. I feel like sometimes for me, I can smoke and then do everything on my to-do list. And then there's times where I'll smoke and I don't want to do anything on my list. I just wanted your all take on it, both of you. And I love you guys too, and I love your podcast, and I love all of you, your whole Fires family. I love you guys. I look up to you, and I appreciate everything you guys do and say. Bye.
Bye. This is obviously a question for Tizzle, since I don't smoke.
So, it depends. So if I want to clean my house, which is a lot because I actually just, you know what? Christopher was here staying with me the last 3 days, Christopher Cyrus.
Uh-huh.
And
that's my stepbrother. For people who don't know.
And he was like, 2 days in, he was like, you know, Tish, I really feel like cleaning is like a anti-anxiety for you. And honestly, it is true because it feels like a de-stressor for you. And
I think that's a lot of people feel that way about cleaning.
Okay. Well, I definitely do. And so if I really know, I enjoy cleaning the house, but I want to clean the house and I want to organize and stuff. If I smoke pot, I will clean for 10 hours straight. Like it just, it does something that I just go all in. the things that it makes me not want to do is like if you're doing errands or things like that, it definitely makes me not want to leave the house.
I see.
Like, I think that's one reason like I liked smoking, especially during COVID. It just passes the time so quick. Like, sometimes it can feel like if you're paranoid, it's going slow. But for the most part, for me, it just, you're not ever bored. No matter what you're doing, it's like fun. So that's the thing. So if you're going to be home and you need to do some things on the list, yes. If you got to go out, nah.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Got it.
You know, I have no idea why I just thought about this at all. Actually, yes, I do. It's because during COVID, what I would do is I'd get super stoned and then work in my garden.
Work in my garden.
Do you know who I just saw that, like, just said my favorite place to be in my garden is Pam.
Oh,
Pamela,
yeah.
Pamela Anderson is my spirit animal. Absolutely, for sure. Because I was, like, always thinking I'm such a weirdo for that. But, like, I was like, ah, look at Pam out there in her garden, like, saying it's her favorite place to be. I swear, mine too. I just love it.
Well, that is so cute.
Like, getting high and being in California and just going out and working in my plants. Like, it just makes me so happy.
Love that for you.
Yeah.
You do like the outdoors.
Yep. Just in my yard.
In your yard. You don't want to venture too far.
Funny.
Insane.
Hey, I have two questions for you. I just got back from New Zealand with my mom. We had a 10-day vacation to all of the wineries on the South Island of New Zealand in Marlborough, and we had the absolute best time. But coming home to my dogs was, like, the best thing ever. You know, being away for only 10 days, they look at me for 5 minutes, and it's just, like, the happiest feeling ever. So my first question is, after Italy, what is your next mother-daughter-sister vacation? And do you get the same thing coming home to all of your horses and dogs in Nashville and KSU in L.A.? It's a great bonus of traveling, but it's always nice to come home. So anyways, have a great day. Bye-bye.
She's cute.
She's so cute.
I'm so jealous you went to New Zealand because that is so, it's like at the top of my bucket list. And it's so far, but I really hope to go there someday.
I've heard New Zealand is the absolute prettiest place on earth.
Yeah, I think I would really love it. So someday I will see New Zealand, like absolutely 1000%.
How far is that from Australia?
It's not far from Australia. That's so what I like, thought. So that's a good, so our, I feel like our next mother-daughter vacay might be Australia.
Yeah.
We've been talking about going back. Neither one of us have been in a really long time. Obviously, yeah. Dom is from there, so he's been wanting to go back. So I could see that happening maybe in like our winter is their summer. So that, for me, I've been saying we should go like when it's miserable here and yes. Go do a little beach vacay in Australia. So that would be nice. And then I've always said, like, if we're going to go all the way to Australia, I want to stay and do New Zealand.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Have to do New Zealand.
Sounds amazing.
Everything I see on New Zealand is just incredible.
I know. So we'll see. Maybe that. But I agree with you. Like, you're talking to somebody. I love to travel. I love to see new places. I love to do the adventure thing. But I love coming home. And there is just nothing better than coming home. But I think that's something I really like about travel is that it really makes you appreciate what you have at home.
That's for me,
I go stir crazy here. Like, after being here for a week or two, I'm stir crazy. I'm ready to get out. Like, you know, it starts to like lose its luster for me a bit. But whenever I'm gone for a while and then come home, I'm like, man, I freaking love it here. Like, I love my house. Obviously, my dogs are everything and my horses. So it is so nice to come home. And I hate leaving Azzy. I'm like staring at her right now. It's like breaks my heart to leave Astra. But I also very much believe in, you know, like, see the world. You know, tomorrow's not promised. Like, you just never know. So you got to get out there and see some things and live your life. But it is really nice to get to come home to dogs.
It is so sad when you get your suitcase out.
Oh, I know.
They get so depressed.
I actually think that's the worst day is when you're packing and leaving. And then they honestly, when I'm gone, I'm sure they're doing just fine. Like, they live in paradise here. They've got doggy friends. Like, my house sitter's wonderful. I'm sure they do fine without me. And whenever I come home, like, they're excited, but it's they're not like that excited. Like they're not like, oh, they're like, oh, you're back, you know? Like, and so I'm like, oh, they're probably fine while I'm gone. But that day of packing, they're so depressed.
Sammy is like that the whole time I'm gone. Everybody says he will literally like just lay in my bed and like just not even want to come out.
That is so sad. See, I don't even let my dogs in my room when I'm gone. I block it off because I don't want them to mess it up.
Oh.
So it's like, I don't even give them that option to be sad in bed. They just got a deal.
Literally everybody's like, Sammy is just misses you and is so depressed. Now, Val, I wonder if he was better with her because it was her and Jake. I don't know.
Val said they cuddled, your dogs cuddled with them like every night.
Yeah. They love to cuddle. It's just like my dog Sammy is so neurotic and so he's very like me. He has fear of abandonment. He also just has such like anxiety when I leave. And I feel like that is me too as a human. Like I just, please don't leave me or I'll have so much anxiety because I'm Rachel never oh my come back. God.
You're the worst.
So I actually know how he feels.
Poor little guy.
It's so sad.
But he's fine.
I don't know.
He also lives in paradise. He's doing just fine.
This is true.
Very true. Okay. All right, we have one last final one.
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm stoned. My name is Morgan. I was just calling in. I love listening to you guys each week. So happy you guys are back. I had two questions for both of you guys. One, I'm going to be going to South Africa in August, so fairly soon, and going with one of my really good friends. We're going to be going to Cape Town and then doing a couple of safaris, which I'm super pumped for. Just was wondering if you guys had been and if you had any recommendations while in Cape Town, South Africa, in general or whatever. And then my second question is, whenever I'm stoned, I'm very like thoughtful, like I think a lot. And I wanna know if you guys have heard or think on any like conspiracy theories, if you believe in any or if you guys just talk about them or think about them. Yeah, so those are my two questions. Can't wait to hear from you guys and listen to you next week.
That is just not where I thought that conversation was going either. At all.
I love a conspiracy theory, though.
Okay, well, let's go back because Brandy can answer South Africa.
Yes, I can. Yes, I have been to Cape Town many a time. I used to be a little bit of a South Africa pro there for a second. Okay, so you said you're doing some safaris near Cape Town. So I'm assuming you're kind of staying in that general vicinity because there are a few places to do that, but most people do go up to Kruger for a safari. So if you're staying near Cape Town, there is so much to do and see. Highly recommend hiking Lion's Head if you're into hiking at all. It's not a super hard hike, but the views are insane. And then Table Mountain is right next to Lion's Head. Some people hike it. I wouldn't recommend it. I've heard it's a little bit dangerous. You can also take a cable car up to the top. We did it during sunset and it was just absolutely beautiful. Again, you get the whole view of the city, the ocean, the mountains, everything. It's a must do. Highly recommend visiting the wine country for at least a day. Stellenbosch is kind of like where everybody wants to go, but I really love, just on the other side of the mountain is an area called Paarl, and it's wine country. It's a little bit further, but it's just less crowded and just so freaking beautiful. I used to go ride horses there, actually. So if you have any desire to get on a horse, there's a place called Cape Winelands Riding in Paarl, and you basically get to get on, ride a couple hours through beautiful wine country, stop at a winery, have a wine tasting, have a great lunch, and then get back on and ride a couple more hours back to the farm. And it's just one of my favorite experiences I've ever done in my whole life, if you like horses. Also, would recommend driving out to the Cape of Good Hope. It's not the southernmost point, but it's close. And it's got really sick views. It's very cool. And depending on the time of year, sometimes you can see penguins because penguins come from Antarctica to South Africa to during certain times of the year to like they like regrow their feathers or some shit and like not hibernate, but it's kind of like the penguin equivalent. I should know what it's called. But when I've been a couple times where I've just seen like tons of penguins on the beach, and that's pretty cool. And that's something you see every day. So I would recommend that. And then I guess like, you know, comped with your like safari, that's probably going to be like the most you can do within one trip. Oh, the botanical gardens. If you have some extra time and you're in like in Cape Town proper, the botanical gardens are right there. And it is really beautiful to just, it's called Kirstenbosch, to just walk around and maybe like have lunch there is super nice. So there's just so much to do. I mean, I could go on. I love Cape Town.
I honestly, stoners, do not know how I gave birth to this child. You are incredible.
What do you mean? I spent so much time there.
I just feel like you're just like so smart and so like well-traveled and so...
I'm well-traveled.
Like you, I just don't understand why you don't have your own like hosting show of some...
If you would freaking call Zac Efron and tell him he needs a female co-host, that is my dream, is to co-host that show with him.
Well, they aren't going to do that. They aren't going to change.
How do you know?
But
how do
why
you know?
Can't we get you that show?
I mean, we can, but people watch it because it's Zach. And as much as like, I hate that. Like, it's like, if you can't beat him, join him type thing. Like, yeah. Zach's the eye candy. He's got millions of followers. Like, I get it. But I feel like Zach and I would make a really great team. And like, his co-hosts, like, love him so much. He's so sweet. But he's like this old guy. Like, how much longer can we watch that? Like, I feel like Zach and I would just bring fresh new energy to this show.
Yeah. You really would.
I know.
I mean, you just need a show like that.
I do.
You're just such a great host.
I know. I am. I am great at it. You're right.
I mean, it's just insane.
Okay, so insider tip for South Africa. I'm looking at a map, so I'm getting excited. So if you're going to go and do like Cape Peninsula is Cape of Good Hope and the Boulders Beach is the Penguins, if you're going to drive out that way, there is this little tiny neighborhood. It's on like at the far side of Cape Town, so it is like a little bit of a drive, but it's on the ocean. It's called Chapman's Peak is the little neighborhood. It's so cute. It's so quaint. There's a lot of horses, like horse farms there. There's people like just riding around the streets on horses, but it's just the cutest little neighborhood. And it's like the mountains are behind you, the beach is in front of you, and there's a cute little farmer's market and a cute place to have lunch. Like, highly, highly recommend.
Cute. Love.
I'm done with my South Africa rant.
Okay, what else was her question? She had another question.
It was, do we believe in any conspiracy theories? I love to believe in a conspiracy theory just because it gets people riled up. Like, it's so fun to like really go ham.
Yeah.
It like makes me under, I don't know if Kyrie Irving ever really did believe the flat earth theory, but when he came out and was like, I'm a flat earther, people went up in arms about it. And I was like, I kind of love just getting a reaction out of people and being like, yeah, this conspiracy. So the one conspiracy theory that I actually do think I believe, the Denver airport, I've talked about this before. I don't know about on this podcast, but there is something up with Denver Airport. There's a lot of conspiracies about it. You can Google search it. There's some shady shit going on in Denver Airport. And I think I believe it all. I think I'm on board.
It's in the art and in there's a lot of things, right?
Like creepy art, creepy statues. They say, I mean, they've done some work to it, but, you know, at least it used to from the top look like a swastika. Like if you look at it on Google Earth, like the aerial view looks like a swastika, which is sketch. And then people say that there are underground tunnels. There's photos of it online. People also say there's all this fencing around the outside of the airport with barbed wire that faces in. Which
I think
means
that's not.
They're keeping something in, though, not out. Like when there's barbed wire facing out, you're trying to keep animals or something out of an area. When there's barbed wire facing in, you're usually trying to keep something in. So that's a little creepy. There's definitely some things. So if you like conspiracy theories, I would do a deep dive on Denver Airport.
I've also heard that there's places in outside of Denver that all the neighborhoods have underground bunkers.
I've heard that too. And you know, the Denver airport is so far from the city and kind of for no reason. Like there's just nothing for 45 minutes between that airport and the city. Mm. And so you're like, why did they build this all the way out here? It doesn't really make sense.
Well, I would probably believe in a lot of conspiracies. I just don't like, what do you do? Just look them up?
Yeah. I mean, if you get on TikTok and start searching like conspiracy theories, then you'll just start getting hammered with them.
Ooh. Like, give me another example.
Oh, I mean, have you, I told you about this. So a friend of a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
Told me about this conspiracy about lizard people. Do you know about this one?
Please tell the stoners. It's, I mean, I just can't with this.
So apparently there's this whole theory that there are people walking amongst us that are lizard people that are walking around in skin suits, and that, and a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend thought I was one of these people and literally thinks that I'm walking around that I could just unzip myself and that I'm a lizard underneath. I was like, first of all, like, I think I would know if I was a lizard person. And he was like, well, but you wouldn't tell us if you were.
Yeah.
That's how they get it. That's how they get you. They're like, well, even if you were, you wouldn't tell us. And I'm like, you're such an idiot.
Okay. And first of all, one of my very good friends called me and asked me if Miley was a part of the Illuminati.
That's another good conspiracy.
And I'm just like, what? Like, this is so weird. That is, I mean, I just don't, I mean, I don't believe it.
There's lots of conspiracies.
Because the truth is, if there was an Illuminati, somebody would have approached Miley.
Yeah, but if she was in the Illuminati, she wouldn't admit it. That's the whole thing.
She would admit it to her mommy.
I don't know.
Yeah, are you kidding?
But would you admit it to everybody else?
Me, personally? I mean, if she
was in the Illuminati and yeah. she told you, swore you to secrecy, you wouldn't be able to tell. You would have to plead the fifth and be like, she's not in it.
I would be like, girl, get, like, you know me, I would be like chaining her to her bedroom until I brainwashed her.
Yeah. Anyway, I love a conspiracy theory. All right. Well, that was a great DRMT.
It really was.
This is really good.
Ooh, I wish the stoners would call in and tell us their conspiracy theories.
Well, yeah, they could do that. Can you guys do that?
Yes, please.
Call DRMT this week and tell us your favorite conspiracy theories.
Absolutely. This is fun.
If the stoners would like to call in for DRMT and leave some messages, ask some questions, maybe let us know about some nice conspiracy theories, that number is 5167STONER. It's on our Instagram with this great picture of Tizzle in the Smoke 'Em If You Got 'Em hat. And if you're international and you can't call the phone number, you can go to our Instagram, which is @SorryWe'reStoned. Send us a direct message and you can either record a voice recording to send us to ask your question and we can play that, or you could just type it out if you don't want your voice on there. Plenty of ways to ask questions and get on DRMT.
Love it.
We got any baked goods? I mean, we've been gone, so we haven't. Oh, let me tell you what. The first thing Tizzle asked when we got to Rome is, do they have Amazon Prime here? The first thing she asked.
Stoners, it was terrible without it. Like, honestly, how do they function?
You're insane.
I mean, like, that is my only thing is like, girl, I cannot be anywhere without Amazon Prime.
You're so crazy.
And just like, honestly, I couldn't even Postmates because like it's just not in English. Like there's just no communication at all. It was hard.
Poor you.
It was really hard.
Oh my God.
Well, that's why I lost 7 pounds.
Oh my God. You got to start eating.
Anyway, what were you going to say?
You have to be the only person that goes to Italy and loses 7 pounds. I've gained weight both times I've been. I eat so much pasta and bread. It's just so good.
It made my tummy hurt. Most of it was too heavy. I don't know.
Nope, I loved it.
I came home and the first thing I made when I got here was spaghetti.
Oh my God. You're so extra. Well, speaking of Amazon, I accidentally ordered something and sent it to your house.
Oh, no. What?
Did you get it?
No, not yet.
Yeah, it says delivered, so you did get it.
Oh, probably at the post office.
It was a coffee carafe. I busted mine the day I got home.
I thought that was Alicia's.
Oh, no, it was mine.
Okay.
Did you guys use it?
No.
I was going to say, you could just keep it there for me if you want, but if you're not going to use it, just return it.
Okay.
Because I need to order one for here.
That's hilarious.
I know. I was like, they said like delivered to your front porch. And I was like, no, the fuck it's not. I was about to call, like email them and be like, you got to send me a new one. And then I was like, you know what? Let me just make sure I send it to the right place. And of course, it says shipped
I've
to
done
Tish
that before too. It's the worst.
Yeah. Whoopsie.
Yeah. I haven't really ordered anything since I've been home. So
no, the only thing I ordered was that. And I also ordered, I'm like prepping for my next trip, which is I'm going to Montana for a week with three of my best girlfriends. And so I'm doing some Montana prep. So we're going to do some hiking in the Tetons. And the last time I went to the Tetons, first of all, I was very sick. So it wasn't smart of me to hike. But not only was I sick, I was unprepared for how intense the mountain is in the Tetons. And I read a lot of things, people warning you, being like, the mountain's brutal, the Tetons are brutal, like, be prepared, like, all these things. And I was not prepared. So now that I know, I need to make sure I have all the right gear if we're going to try to hike in the Tetons Park. So I ordered a couple, like, I've always seen the little Camelback backpacks people wear with the mouthpiece, with the water pack in the backpack, and then you just, like, sip a little straw. Yeah. But I've never had one. So I ordered a couple different ones and I'm going to send back whichever ones I don't want because I've never tried one, but they seem good. I just was concerned about the weight because I don't like having something really heavy on my back when I'm hiking. I'd rather have like a fanny pack or something around my waist.
Yeah.
Put some heavier things in. So I'm going to test these out and I'll let you guys know which one I land on because I think that could be like a game changer for the hiking situation.
I can't believe you're doing this.
Well, I'm so excited. The Tetons are my favorite place in America.
Well, Brian, this is great.
They're beautiful. It's like being in another country. I think you should go to Jackson Hole and do it the bougie way, because you absolutely can do it the bougie way and just look at the beautiful Tetons from like a really nice hotel or cabin.
That sounds great.
And it is just one of the most beautiful places. And little downtown Jackson is so freaking cute.
Sounds
amazing.
They have
this little square that you walk around and they have a bar called the Million Dollar Cowboy Bar that's like iconic. And it's just so fun. Love it. I know you're not wanting to see the sights anytime soon, but I love Jackson.
America and the sights are fun. I love America.
No, Bran, I
literally don't function. I don't.
But America, there are only so many beautiful places to see in America. Like, the world is just too big, Mom. You can't miss out.
Like New Hampshire and Maine and Vermont and all, like, I haven't even gotten to explore those places.
Well, get on it. How many summers do you have left?
Not many.
I know. You better get on it. None of us know how many summers we have left, you know?
No.
You just don't?
No.
That's why you got to get out there and see the world.
Yeah, I know. I'm hoping they invent something before I'm much older where I'm going to be able to prolong my life a little bit.
I think what's like, we talked about this in Italy. People used to die so much younger than people just live so much longer now. Yeah. I'm not sure it's right.
And honestly, I just feel like somebody told Molly, because Molly was saying how bad I eat. And like, I really don't. I mean, I do exercise, but like, not an intense form of exercise. Like, I'm pretty whatever. And then I smoke weed and I do all these horrible things. And the guy said, this was like a specialist. And he said, well, is your mom pretty like, just a happy person, very like, just doesn't like I am. And that's why I smoke pot. It's like, I am kind of always in a good mood. Like, I'm usually happy unless I'm having a momentary psychological breakdown for like maybe a week. But besides that, I'm usually just pretty even keeled. So I think I'm going to live a long time.
Well, I hope so. I would love that for you. Obvi.
So anyway, that's what I've decided. I'm just putting that out there.
Put it on out there, girl.
Yeah.
Manifest it.
I'm just manifesting it.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. Except, and you know what? I'm going to have to carry this lighting around with me because it is the first time I don't see my sagging neckline.
Oh my gosh.
Do you see how good it looks right now?
You're pretty fuzzy for me, but oh. you won't be for the stoner. So you can show your neck to the stoners.
Did you notice it a lot when we were in Italy?
I don't ever notice it.
I thought you looked at me a couple of times and was sad because I looked old.
You are so fucking crazy.
I'm serious. There were a few times.
What do you mean?
I was like, oh yeah, she just, because you were like pretty nice to me when my tummy hurt.
What else did you want me to do?
Usually you're like, get over it, blah, blah, blah. But you were,
I feel like I was nice, but I also was kind of tough.
You were the perfect, whatever you were. Like, usually Brandy is so harsh, but this time she was so nice to her mommy. And I was so happy.
That is hilarious.
Yes, but I was like, in my brain, I thought, oh, I know why.
No, because you're so psycho.
I look old and she is thinking that her mommy's old.
Yeah, okay. You're, the things that go through your head, I just don't.
I promise you, if I had a Bible, I would swear on it.
That is psychotic. No, au contraire, all the hot bikini photos I took of you, we were thinking like, how the fuck does she look this good?
But I also did a little, I did not change my shape at all, but I did make my skin look a little less crepey.
Why did you do that? You looked great.
Because my skin looked a little crepey.
Mother, I have other hot pictures of her that I'll just post because she only posted the one where you can't see her face.
Oh, yeah.
But I did take some fire photos.
And stoners, just so you know. Okay. So I was talking to someone who was dating someone that has body dysmorphia.
Yeah, and you have body dysmorphia.
Okay, so this particular type is people that like really just can't do anything but focus on their skin. And I am not kidding you. Like, I have been looping on my creepiness like in such a seriously disturbing way. And I definitely have it. Even though, here's the thing. I hate my cellulite and skin. My skin, I did have 5 babies and blow up and shrink, but I just like, it is in my mind at all times. Like, I truly think about it a lot and it is just not okay.
It's really not, but I also don't know how to fix it.
But I really do have it. That like the things I hate are really there, but I can't not think about them.
But they're there, but they're not as bad as how you see them, I don't think.
Oh my God.
I think that is what body dysmorphia is when that you look in the mirror and you see something and you dramatize it. Like it's so much worse to you than it actually is.
It's so insane because it like consumes my brain right now.
Like whatever you're talking about with your neck is just, that's non-existent.
Honestly, there are some
like the cellulite, I get it. Okay. Yeah. You've got cellulite, I've got cellulite. Like, I get it. But the neck thing is, you're nuts.
And my creepy arms right here.
They're not even that creepy. And honestly, if you did like 2 like of those treatments I've been begging you to do, I think it would be so much better.
Okay, let's talk about that. I need to start seeing if they'll.
You also need to drink more water.
Oh, I was thinking, should I go get one of those IVs that have nutrients in it since I didn't have any for 7 days?
That would probably be good for you.
I was thinking that. I think I'm going
to
do
that. You could probably stand to get some like IVs a couple times a week every week. I'm serious. You don't eat enough.
I thought you were going to say a month.
No, like one. I think you could get one a week, honestly.
For a minute, I think. Maybe I think I you should. Could. Yeah.
You know, Bobo, my friend Bobo, that we need to have on the podcast.
Yeah.
He has this place in Nashville called Arete, and people get memberships. And you go in and you get so many IVs a month and so many treatments a month and mm-hmm. so many sessions and such and such, and the cryo and the hyperbaric and like memberships. People go all the time. And I think most of the memberships come with like 2 IVs a month.
Mm.
I think you should do that.
I think maybe 2, because usually I think that stuff is BS, but I think just even hydration is so important, yeah. And I don't drink enough water. Like even like I would definitely get some vitamins put in as well. But I think even just hydrating your body intensely a couple times a month mm-hmm. is probably great.
You also just need to drink water though.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, let's not bore the stoners with your nutrition problems.
I know. Stoners. It's just
let the stoners go. If you have any pro tips for my mom to help her drink more water, send us a message.
Mm-hmm.
She needs some help here. And we'll be back and see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, this was fun.
This was great.
I could just not be happier.
Well, great. I just love that for you.
Okay. Well, see you next week, stoners.
See y'all next week.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.